In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts. Welcome back to Nikki Marie Radio. So I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet and to the point. As we get older, we mature. I was a very immature person in high school. I will admit that. You know, I was in high school. I wrote like a slam book where I bashed a bunch of people. And I do apologize for that. That was in my youth. And all I want to do from there is just move on. So as I grow and, you know, I've had my own children, I realize there's a level of maturity that I have that people around me may not. And I try to be sensitive to that because we all age differently. We all have this thought in our mind of what respect is. And, you know, it doesn't help that I look really young for my age, but I still believe that you have to respect people and you have your own choices. You can't get mad at me for making my choices and go to, you know, towards my path of success if you're still in the same place. Everyone can choose to grow and develop and learn on their own time. And I feel that my time is now. And I'm taking the chance to do that. And it's a scary situation. It's not a situation where I'm like, oh my God, you know, this is what I'm doing. It's a risk. It's a risk to be on your own. It's a risk to have someone believe in your dreams and want to take that path with you. If you have the support to do it, then do it. But at the end of the day, my choices are my choices and no one else's. So if you feel some type of way, maybe you should change your state of mind. Change your state of mind, grow up, mature, do your research. What are you passionate about? You know, find your way to get out of your circumstances. Don't make it a problem for someone else who's only trying to be successful and develop for their, you know, for themselves and for their family. I hold no grudges, and I hope that, you know, people could just fall back and mature instead of being around the immature crowd. You know, get out of the crowd. Do you for yourself, because you're only going to have friends for so long. You know, my best friend died a long time ago. And from that point, I don't think I've bonded very well with anyone. When I was with my best friend since the fifth grade, she taught me a lot just at that age. And then, you know, I moved around a lot, so I couldn't see her as often as I wanted to. But the reality is, life goes on. Her life and everything that she had before she died was hers. You know, she chose the path that she wanted to choose for herself. And now that's what everyone else has to do. Like, you choose the path that you want to go on What is your legacy? What do you want to leave behind? What type of memories do you want to imprint on other people's souls? And what can you do differently to make your future brighter? Those are questions that you have to ask yourself every day. Look in the mirror. Empower yourself first before you try to empower others. And if you can't congratulate and you're always hating, there's karma. There, you know, what goes around comes around. So you have to just remember, your words are everlasting. Your actions speak volumes. So just remember that the next time you want to open your mouth.